You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Lewis Wallace, ready to dive into some more water issues. It's been raining a lot lately. The whole drought thing in the Midwest is starting to feel like a distant memory. But other parts of the country are facing major water shortages, and climate change is expected to make the heat and extreme dry conditions worse. That's bad news for states like California, maybe not for places with lots of water, like Dayton. I took a look at why city officials here think Dayton might be sitting on blue gold. First stop, a Dayton well field. I'm driving over a low bridge with Phil Van Natta, the head of Dayton's water treatment operation.
See the deer over there? Sitting on the ground.
This is a grassy island in the middle of the Mad River. The whole island is a well field.
There is a production well.
This is where Dayton pumps up groundwater from the Great Miami Buried Valley Aquifer. It's 1.5 trillion gallons that constantly recharges. This is the region's water source for just about everything. Once upon a time, industry lined the riverfronts around here. There were mills, factories, little breweries. Those days are long gone, says Van Natta.
We lost all the GM plants and the Delphi plants and parts plants associated with those plants.
Car manufacturing uses a lot of water. Now, dozens of out-of-use wells dot this island.
We've got loads of capacity now. We would love to see more demand, more industry come in, not just to increase our demand for water, but also so there are more jobs available to people in this area.
But that demand, it's not here yet. In recent years, the population has been basically flat or shrinking in places like Ohio, Illinois, and Michigan, where there's tons of water. And the biggest areas of growth are in the West and Southwest, where there's not. Peter Glick says that's a problem. He heads the Pacific Institute, a nonprofit in Oakland, California.
We're running into limits. The Colorado River no longer reaches the sea in an average year because humans use all of the flow. We're overpumping groundwater aquifers in the western U.S.
Parts of Texas have seen the worst droughts on record for 4 years and counting. California is facing much the same. It's affecting everything from food prices to the intensity of wildfires, and this might be only the beginning. Keywords, climate change.
Some of these southwestern cities that not only have water scarcity problems, but are going to start to see more and more costs for energy, for cooling, more and more uncomfortable extreme heat days. And in that kind of situation, I think it's possible that we may see a change in the kind of migration we've seen over the latter part of the 20th century, maybe back to some of these population centers in the Midwest and in the East.
Back to the Midwest. That's music to Karen Thomas's ears.
We have an abundant water source. We don't believe that we would have to worry about water.
She's the head of water marketing for Dayton.
Water is a public good, but it's also a commodity.
The vast underground aquifer, the Great Miami, is usually out of sight, but it's up to Thomas to make it visible and sell it. We're walking through the halls of the treatment plant, where the water glows bluish green as it's softened and cleaned in giant pools. Thomas is part of an economic development team, reaching out to food processors, manufacturers, beverage makers, any water-intensive industry that could use a cheap and abundant supply.
If they're looking for water, this would be a great place to relocate to.
They've already had serious interest from a few companies. Peter Kruger says he can see why. He's the master brewer at Bear Republic Brewery in California, north of San Francisco.
So there was a period in early February where the governor listed 17 cities in California that were within 100 days of running out of water. And our brew pub in Healdsburg was one of those towns, and our production brewery in Cloverdale was another.
He says in the brewing industry, water isn't negotiable. This year has scared them, and so, believe it or not, they actually are considering a move to somewhere with plenty of water.
We have talked about other locations for a brewery that are not as water-stressed as California is.
They've looked at Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and yes, Ohio. But not so fast, says Karen Hobbs. She's with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
These are difficult economic times. But the troubling part about marketing water resources, I think, is that it tends to devalue that asset.
Hobbs thinks clean water in the Midwest comes too cheap. Plus, Dayton isn't immune to the effects of climate change, like drought or huge storms and floods, which can affect water quality and quantity. Point being, don't just move to where the water is. She says, first, reduce, reuse.
There's lots there's lots of low-hanging fruit in terms of improving water efficiency and increasing conservation that companies and individuals can take.
Peter Kruger says Bear Brewery has already done a lot to reduce its water use. And even though he'd hate to leave beautiful, sunny California, he has to get real.
Water's really going to be the challenge our kids and grandkids deal with. As there are more and more people, there's not going to be more and more water. There's going to be less and less clean water. And that's anywhere. That includes Ohio or, you know, the wettest place in the world.
Dayton isn't the wettest place in the world, but Karen Thomas, the water marketer, kind of wants you to think of it that way. The city may have lost jobs, people, whole industries, but that aquifer is still here.
We should never have to worry about water.
Thomas's message for the Peter Krugers of the world? Come and get it.
To be able to turn the faucet on, to get a cup of coffee, to flush your toilet, to take a shower, and the water's there and it's clean, why not love water? Especially Dayton water.
For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.